For spring break, I took my children to Vegas. Couldn't think of a more ridiculous way to spend Holy Week, but then again, my favorite part about Christianity is the sin and repent part. I should have known that it was going to be a wild weekend, because on the way there, our Delta flight ran out of vodka. For those of you who have never been to Vegas, imagine if Walt Disney and Willy Wonka created a love child after an all-you-can-eat buffet of Adderall and LSD. Frenetic lights flashing, deafening bells dinging, and martinis practically flowing from the water fountains. Of all the billions spent in casinos every day, I'm proud to say that my entire contribution was a big fat $20. I saved lots of money by not shopping. Everything was a brand name. They even had Gucci chewing gum and Prada underpants. The good news is that I only committed one of the seven deadly sins, gluttony. We strapped on our feed bags and blazed through the most magnificent restaurants on the Strip, like Sherman through Atlanta. We each agreed to expand our culinary boundaries and try something new, which was sadistically comical because my daughter tried foie gras for the first time, not having a clue what it was. It was beautifully prepared, with a pear glaze and sprinkled with black truffles. She enthusiastically gobbled it up and declared that it tasted like pear pie. We all fell out of our chairs at the expression on her face when she realized it was force-fed pureed duck liver. Our first concert was Pitbull, primarily so that I can say that we went to a Pitbull concert. If you don't know who Pitbull is, like I didn't last week, he is a bald Cuban rapper with an enormous appreciation and propensity for the derriere, as indicated by his bootylicious backup dancers, pun intended. We were gyrating like it was a Zumba dance-a-thon for 2 hours straight. He was so good we never even sat down. The next day, I made my daughter tour Wayne Newton's estate, Casa de Shenandoah. I thought it was going to be like visiting Pedro at South of the Border. I was anticipating the height or depth of ticky-tack, but it was fabulous. Of course, it had a slightly more Liberace flair than Martha Stewart, but fabulous nonetheless. Exotic animals, his airplane was on display, with 20 of the finest vintage cars you can imagine. Bentleys, Rolls Royces, and not one Pinto in sight. We took a helicopter to view the Grand Canyon. The only bad thing about that is that you have to divulge your weight, for obvious reasons. I didn't think this would be a good time to fib. I can see the headlines now. Cause of helicopter crash. Victim was too vain for full disclosure. My next invention is a line of disposable travel clothes. Apparently the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, isn't quite true. My one and only complaint about Sin City is the casinos are smoke-friendly, and I mean very friendly. I had to boil my clothes because the stench of cigarette smoke permeated every fiber, giving new meaning to the phrase, losing your shirt in Vegas.